is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. I'm standing up because I love When Calls the Heart. When Calls the Heart. Go, go.
When Calls the Heart.
Go, Panda.
I'm Panda. I like When Calls the Heart. It's super groovy. And yeah, Dan, kicking it over to you.
When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan. When Calls the Heart's my jam. Just kidding. When Calls the Heart is so bad, just stop. When Calls the Heart is so, bad, I quit.
I like it.
This is the Dino Over Podcast. Hello,
it's not
everybody.
Cold
no, it's not. It's just.
What's the deal with that? What's the deal with Diet Coke?
Can you adjust it to 35? 35, I've heard, is prime temp.
Well, I usually keep it on the one below the highest because the highest makes a bunch of frost come in.
Could it be because they're in the door and
ooh,
not
the door? It's a door
who
situation.
Who did the door?
You did.
I did the door.
He's a
why
rookie.
Would you do that?
I usually put him in. He saw him. He's trying to help.
I thought I was doing everybody a favor. Because the door, because then you don't have to bend down.
Yeah, no, it's true, but the drinks aren't as cold. I had the whole 12 pack in the on a shelf, pushed all the way in. And then he took him out and put him in the door. He's trying to be helpful.
He's trying to be helpful.
You know what? I appreciate that. And to be honest with you, it's still cold.
Dadgummit.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to help him here, and I do love him, but it was a bad idea. You don't put him in the door.
You don't put him in the door. But that said, I really do appreciate the thought. And sometimes the thought is what counts, right, Dan?
Sometimes it is. When it comes to a cold beverage, it's not.
Start the show.
Bran's upset, and why wouldn't he be? It's When Calls the Heart time, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're still on this useless journey to our deaths. But we're here.
Didn't even get in the shot.
Some people love our When Calls the Heart episodes. Season 3 finale. And what they... Now you've done it. Now people see what we're really like up here. Boy, if you're on YouTube, you're getting a treat. This is what happens.
Can we have some decorum, Brian?
Just a little bit.
All right, I feel much
better.
This is
When Calls the Heart. We need to give it the respect it deserves.
Your actions re the Diet Coke in the fridge were the When Calls the Heart of actions.
I need a few more seconds.
Keep going. Wow, that was mean even for
in this
you.
Week's finale, will Elizabeth continue to write her book? Spoiler alert, yes, she will. Will Jack live to die another day? Yes, he will.
Do you remember the Madonna song, Die Another Day?
Yeah.
I can die another day. Another day.
It was from a James Bond movie by the
so
same
good.
Name.
It was so good.
The movie?
No, the song. Yeah.
Well, they both were okay. They deserved each other.
When Calls the Heart, Season 3, Episode 9. Yep. It's the finale. It's
another
prayers.
Day. Another day.
Not my time to go.
What's your Madonna impression?
It does. There's a lot
electronic.
Of this.
It's
a lot of this. That's all I know.
Another thing.
What is
another
that?
Thing.
Your regular voice sounds more like Madonna than that.
No, the electronic version of Madonna, I am nailing.
No, you're not.
I'm crushing it.
There's not a world where you're crushing it.
Take it to the Twitter.
Prayers from the Heart is the name of this episode. It's the finale of Season 3. It originally aired on April 19th, 2016. And it went a little something like this. Charlotte and Elizabeth are meeting up with Jack out on the town early in the morning. They woke up early to gather berries.
That made it in there, huh?
Yep. Faith is...
Let's go!
Faith is helping a man who's injured in a landslide at the mine.
Landslide brought you down.
Jack plans to ride out to the mine to check things out. Everyone tries to get to the tent people and get the tent people to come right away. Guys, I'm talking about When Calls the Heart Season 3 finale.
Maybe...
Well, maybe
landslide brought down.
Everyone's trying to get the tent people to come
and
out.
And I saw my reflection in a snow-covered hills.
And a landslide brought Dad! Dad!
Tracy's always the best closer.
Yep. She loves landsliding. You guys knew that and you sang it anyway.
That's right.
Everyone tries to get the tent people away from the tents because of the mudslides.
The tent people. That's how I know who they are. That's the sad part.
I'm going to tell you. Bill rides out in trying to find Nora and Gowan. He hears Nora shouting and finds the tipped over automobile. He then finds Nora, who is doing okay, but says Gowan is injured. Goes to find Gowan. Gowan's unconscious. At the hospital, Bill asks Nora what happened. Why were you hanging out with this guy? Nora tells him about their plan to start out of town, get a new town going, and Gowan wanted to leave as quickly as possible. She didn't really know why. At the schoolhouse / church / place where people hang out when things are going down, and in this case, it's also a medical center. Rosemary offers to use her bridesmaids' dresses for bandages, and then she offers her wedding meals to feed everybody. Rosemary coming in clutch here. MVP Rosemary. Who would have thought the day would come? Right, boys?
Right. Mm.
A girl from Tent City, her name is Maggie, was last seen by the pine tree in the by the river. And
you said last seen by the... I thought the pine tree was the eyewitness. I saw her last.
Elizabeth
up, pine tree. You can't be trusted.
Elizabeth frantically runs to tell Jack. Jack says, okay, I'll take my horse and go try to find her. He does find her.
He took his horse and he took it down.
That's exactly right. But it's by the river, and the landslide's coming, everybody. And Jack is bucked off the horse.
They brought him down.
And the landslide did bring him down. Lands in the river, knocked unconscious. He starts to get floated away by the water, and Maggie screams.
He starts to get floated away?
That's exactly right.
You stand by that one?
I do.
He did get started to get floated away.
And if you had ever been floated away, you would know, Dan.
I've never been floated away.
We all float. We all float. It's from It.
We all float too.
Down here we all
float too.
A man brought Maggie back to town. Guys, we got to finish this. Elizabeth asks
we'll
her about
it up
Jack.
In hopes and valleys, don't worry.
The little girl.
None.
The little girl says the water took him away. Elizabeth quickly runs, gets a horse, rides to find
Did
him.
Did you say horse?
No.
You can't say horse.
Horse.
Okay. I'll go back to my shed.
What do you think about Landslide, the song?
Oh, it's a banger.
Yeah.
I try to get it in sometimes at karaoke at Fitzy's, but they say no go. Only Yacht Rock covers of Nickelback here.
So it's yacht rock versions of Nickelback songs?
You heard it.
Thank God. I've been looking for that.
Can you imagine like Michael McDowell singing This Is How You Remind Me?
I can't. Gosh. Guys, we can't get into it today.
You want to. I can
the
see
water
it in your
took
face.
Him away. Elizabeth gets on a horse. Everybody goes to try to find him. Elizabeth and the men find Jack alive, but Unkosh. He's not with it.
He's not with it.
Oh, according to Faith, Jack has the early signs of pneumonia.
You want to give it a third try?
Yes. Jack.
Oshkosh.
Jack is still Oshkosh. And Elizabeth and Charlotte decide to chill out and sit with him. Frank and Abigail decide to hold a prayer vigil for Jack, where they all just stand outside his window and stare at it. Bill tells Mr. Jenkins, who's the bank owner, from what I gather, that
he's
he doesn't know.
Rick Fitch.
He doesn't know if Gowan's going to survive. Elizabeth says that she knows that God has a life mapped out for them together, so Jack can't leave her. Jack becomes responsive.
Bad news.
And they kiss. In the weeks that followed, Jack is doing okay. Elizabeth's finished her book. And the tent people have moved to higher ground, but back into the tents. And Charlotte is cooked Jack's favorite meals. So I guess she's sticking around. Rosemary and Lee then go to get married. Rosemary tosses the bouquet. Elizabeth catches it. And that, my friends, was
when calls the heart. Prayers of the heart.
And catches.
He went Rosemary and then Rosemary.
He doubled down.
He's
on
unconscious.
Incorrect.
He's unconscious. Let me try it. Get one more. Unconscious. Dadgummit.
Hey guys, would you consider yourself more cautious or unconscious? We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Tech Talmer.
Oh boy, oh boy, Wrigley.
Oh, Trace, have you heard about the Philo?
Oh, I love the Philo.
I opened up the door, I turned the TV on, and I went, Philo.
Where you at?
Where you at? 60 plus channels, $25 a month, unlimited DVR.
The flow of those channels knocked me over.
Oh, give me some BET. Give me some VH1.
Yeah.
Give me some Hallmark and Lifetime.
Yeah.
Give me some Nickelodeon.
Please.
Do they have Snick still?
I don't think so.
And it's all that.
It's all that. What about Slime Time Live?
Oh, Slime Time Live. Let's go.
What about Figure It Out?
What about 25% off 2 months of Philo?
What?
Philo.tv/DTH. Philo's for everyone, even you and me, Trace.
Philo.tv/DTH.
My pants.
Boy. Philo ads are getting out of hand. At least that first segment was airtight, am I right?
It was so...
Nothing to it.
So good.
There's not nothing you could cut out of there.
Nothing to it but to do it.
That's right. The people that hate us will really hate that first segment. And the people that seem to love these episodes will love that segment. So
it a little bit of everything. It the splash and a little bit of
All right, guys, let's get our Wind Calls the Heart pants on and get...
Zip, zip.
I cinched them.
You cinched them.
A little tight around the midsection, but still fit like a glove.
Yacht Rock cover songs
of Nickelback.
Of Nickelback. Yacht Rock covers of Nickelback songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, I just didn't think that was a combination.
Let's get to the hot take.
Okay.
Of the finale of season three for Wind Calls to Heart.
Big time.
This is our third season finale.
Yeah.
Whew. How did this one grab you, pal?
Oh, boy. By the horns. And did not let go. It was great. This is...
Great.
Yeah, I stand by it. It was by far the best episode of the season. It was the most interesting of the season, mainly because there were some stakes. Less than you would think, but nevertheless, they were there. People were in danger at some point. We do not have resolution on Gowan. Somebody gets married finally. Other than it being good, what more could you want?
Other than it being good.
I would love for it to be good. That's all I really want.
What more could you
want? I'd love for it to be watchable.
Okay, that's not on the table. This is what you
watchable.
Would want.
I just wanted to be watchable.
Today was watchable. There was a flood, Dan.
Yeah, it was a landslide. It brought us down. I don't know if you heard.
Brought me down.
Yeah, I agree with Panda. I thought this was swell. And, you know, better than season two's finale.
This is the best finale we've had so far.
The The judge. At the end of season one, you guys were both riding high. You both were like, I can't wait for season two.
Right, correct.
Season one crushed it.
But how that actually panned out, very disappointing.
Here's another reason why season one's finale is better, is because it meant something to the show at large. This episode is self-contained. Gowan being the only exception, every loose end is tied up. It was a self-contained episode. It mattered not in the grand scheme of
Somebody
things.
Somebody got married. That matters.
Yeah, but we knew that
Before
was coming.
Before the Lord?
We knew that was coming. We knew that Pascal Hutton and Kevin Smith were getting married. We knew that.
Well, and it's great. They did. Congratulations.
But like the other one sets up all this great stuff. The season one
and none
finale,
of it which delivered.
Yeah, but the finale on its own, season one is the best episode of the show.
It has a lot. It has more potential, but it didn't deliver because the judge was trash.
But we're talking about it as standalone. We have to. We can't talk about what we've not
and
seen.
And as
season
a standalone
four.
Episode, it was fine. It was just great. Today was wonderful.
Yeah, I like this. I like this episode plenty. I thought there was a lot going on. And there was a lot also not going on simultaneously, as tends to happen. But of the things that was going on, it was exciting, and we'll get to it, but made me excited for the future of this television.
So you
show.
Would say when something happened, it really happened.
When something happened, it really happened.
Wow.
And when things didn't happen, it really didn't happen.
Yeah.
But it set up things, I believe, for the future of this
program.
Well, they're married now. She caught the bouquet. The 10 people are now safe. Faith is sticking around town.
Those
Gowan's potentially.
That happened
Gowan is potentially.
Hey, Brand, this is this doesn't set up a trap. And I will tell you, I've thought through this. It does not set up anything.
Stop.
It's not looking real good.
No, this is what it says. I'll tell you three things. You're giving away this segment, but whatever. Three things that this episode set up for the next season. One, Elizabeth caught the bouquet. That sets up the fact that she's going to get proposed to next season.
Okay, yeah.
Number two, there's something fishy going on that Gowan wanted to leave town quickly for. We don't know those specifics. That's going to set up a storyline for Gowan.
We do know the specifics, and that didn't happen in this episode.
What are the specifics?
In this episode, Gowan's passed out.
He felt unloved by the townspeople. He was like, they're all coming against me. And
there's money missing as well.
Yeah, but that's not from this episode. But what that's from a prior episode.
But Gowan's back in town.
But he's still cautious.
He's still unconscious, but he's back in town.
This episode didn't set up anything.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead.
I found myself halfway through this episode pulling for the landslide. And it was a decision I did not come to lightly. Obviously, people's lives are at stake. But hear me out. Landslide. If a landslide brings him down, we're done. So obviously the landslide didn't come out on top. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for those of us who are pulling for the landslide that we have to watch more of this show. At the very least, the current, he didn't float. The float didn't take him. He wasn't on like a, you know, like a beer float down the river. He got knocked out and then the current and the landslide took him. But everyone lives to tell another story, write another novel, act in another episode. And I think we're all worse for it. So season three in the books, you will not be missed.
It's time for all the feels. Part of the show is Iowa 1, and this episode gave us feels.
Episode gave us feels.
Landslide feels. When the little girl was in peril, that I have a little girl, I would not want her near a landslide. And so when I pictured
my
daughter.
I'd love for my kids to be near a landslide. Yeah.
When I pictured my daughter near a landslide, I thought, man, I would not like that.
What if it was a landslide cover sung by Natalie Maines in concert?
Oh, yeah. I want my daughter front row. So. That's totally different. Yeah. No, that changes everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if it was a Yacht Rock cover of Landslide.
Now we're getting interesting over here. Christopher Cross, maybe.
Yeah. I still want my daughter front and center for that.
Yeah, of course.
There's not a time I don't want my daughter listening to Landslide. Yeah.
It's the best song. Top 10 best songs.
Wow. Bold.
You can never go wrong with that.
I would say top 100 songs of all time.
Yeah. Top 100? Yes.
Yeah, I'd put it on top 100. Yeah. Easy.
I mean, Stevie Nicks, when she originally sings it, crushes
it. Come on.
Stop.
Sheesh kebab.
It's about her dad. It's a fascinating, if you listen to the whole story, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Love it. So good.
Not as good as Fly, though. I think we can all agree there. Fly wins in a landslide, am I right? Up top.
Fly is...
Rig is holding his hand up for a high five off screen, and I don't know who he thinks is going to give him one. It's weird.
Don't do it,
Tracy.
Don't
you do it.
Bran.
Bran just went to give him a high five.
Yeah, Bran, get it on over here. Give me some skin.
No, that was good.
I had my mic turned on just for that pop, pop.
Yes.
These are good. This is a good episode. Juan's right. I don't know what to tell you guys.
What? Just one big episode?
One episode. Small or better, probably.
Smaller, better. Stronger, faster. Yeah, feels for me is just, you know, the wedding was nice. I'm happy it finally happened. Dan, no? Let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back here at Adult.
I feel like I'm owed a feel segment here. That's what I feel like.
You mean you're owed a feel segment?
Dan, do you have any feels?
I do not.
Just need to give people a break from just
I'm
you
looking forward to your smolder rating for an uncautious Jack, though.
10? 10 uncautious feels.
Yeah, dude. It's just throwing cautious
to the wind. Throwing conscience to the wind.
Hey, let's get to the wait what part of the show. We're talking about what in this episode gave us the wait what's. Panda?
Yeah.
He opened it up to check. I have. No, there's nothing there.
There's nothing. I got blank.
Let me check my notes real quick.
Got nothing. Still nothing. Because I got one. Cutting it close with the fabric. She mentions.
You know, I'm about to take that one from you because.
Go ahead.
Daniel, Jack is at the wedding after having pneumonia. That wedding is not that week.
Yeah, it's several weeks
time
in advance.
Passed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got nothing for a wait. What other than? Nope, I got nothing. There's not. Again, this is whatever. The show is what it is at this point. Wait, what? The whole thing's a wait. What?
But it was the best episode.
Yeah, what do you want from me? This is for the bar where it's at, Dan. Which is granted, it's on the lowest. Impossible. You can't actually, if you were doing, what's that dance where you try to get under the
limbo.
Pole? The limbo. If you were trying to do the limbo.
Can you act it out anymore? Yeah.
When you try to get like low and stuff like that. If this was the limbo, you couldn't do it. It's physically impossible to limbo any lower. This show exceeds the limbo limit.
It exceeds the limbo limit. So good.
My wait, what? And I imagine you're going to piggyback off this, Dan. The landslide itself, I am confused. You know what? I'm going to let you do the things that you're going to do. I am confused as to like, I continue to not fully understand the layout of Hope Valley in
me
general.
No.
The basic layout of the town confuses me, but the way that this landslide, like, seemed to like take a pause for a while and then show back up with Jack. That was confusing to me. It was like, oh, I think we're in the clear, everybody. And then, it's back and better than ever. I was confused by it, but I'll let you continue, Dan, here with the landslide and the physics behind it.
Landslide? Auld Lang Syne? This landslide knows no. What were you singing?
I don't know. I got mid into the tune and I realized I didn't know it.
It's not what you were singing. Is not a song.
I realized that I didn't know the tune, so I was hoping no one heard it, so I just trailed off. I got stuck.
It's recorded for all posterity.
I wish that tape technology really existed so we could just play it back right now quickly.
I don't know if you know this, but you can, in fact.
But I can't keep recording and play it back. And
Tracy, get better over there.
Sorry.
We still recording down at McGillicuddy's or wherever.
It burnt down.
Yeah. Well, maybe they built it back up.
Never forget.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, the landslide, the physics of this make no sense. Now, if I understand mines correctly, mines are typically underground or inside of a mountain. Those are the two places for mines. Now, this landslide could have happened on top of the mountain and closed the mine entirely. I buy that. That's not what happens. This landslide somehow takes the miners and floods them down a hill. If you're in a mine and walk out of that mine, you are at the bottom of whatever there is. There's nothing below a mine that's outside terrain for people.
You don't think that it could be? Now, we talked about this. It's a mid-mine. It's a mid-mine with a ramp going up.
It's a mid-mine ramp situation, even though in the entire first season, every scene at the mine, like the business place is here, and then you just go right into the mines here. There's no hill anywhere. But for this scene, there's a landslide from above the mine that drops them below the mine. I just
As
don't
they're
understand.
Running out, the landslide just picks them up and
just
runs
takes
them down.
Down what?
Down the, if it's a mid-mine. Okay, so here's the mine, right here.
First of all, I want to be clear. Mid-mines don't exist.
Yes, they do. If you had a ramp up the side
what
of the hill.
What do you mean a ramp? Why would you go up a hill? The mine is down. You're going up a hill to enter a mine that is at the bottom or inside a mountain?
In this, well, maybe you need to dig down once you get
there's
it.
There's no elevator.
Yeah, but okay, but maybe.
They're on the level as the mine. You see them walking in and out all the time.
But what best way to access the mountain is
you
middle.
And I both know that this landslide makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. What are you doing?
Admittedly, it's not. It is baffling at points.
It's baffling. Now, a midmine, it would be the only way that this makes sense. The problem is a midmine is not a real thing.
You don't think that there's any place where there's people with ramps going up to the mine?
It stands to reason that anywhere there's a mine in history has tried to be as flat as possible around where the mine is.
But maybe that's exactly the issue. They've already dug through the lower portions, and now they're trying to get to the upper portions of the mine.
What?
Because you're digging out the mine, right? And the mine's the whole mountain. The whole mountain's a mine.
Yeah, but you're not...
You've already gotten the lower part.
But they still have to go back up to leave. The problem is what you're saying is that when they go up, there's somehow a precipice when they leave the mine that they're taken down.
Right, because as they're running out to the ramp, okay, the hole. All right, and then they come out on the ramp, coming down and sweeping them to the bottom.
There's no ramp near a mine. That doesn't exist.
But how are you going to get to the middle?
It's all flat. Everything else would be underground if it's a mid-mine.
But it could still be above sea level.
It just seems very, not only precarious to put a mine on the side of a mountain and
I think what he's saying is that the bottom of a mountain can still take place above sea level.
But there are no mountains. Like Hope Valley doesn't have any mountains. We're to assume that this mine's underground. That's the only way that it can be. Whenever they walk up to it, you don't see a mountain anywhere. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt with a mountain. Let's be honest. There's no mountain.
Well, it's a landslide.
It's coal. I know. The physics of this don't make any sense, is what I'm telling you.
It has to be some sort of hill for there to be a landslide, right?
But not a bit. If it's a hill, it's not going to create a big enough landslide to do anything.
Well, clearly it was because this was a hill somebody died on.
Nailed it.
That's a good job.
Right on, man. That was great.
Also,
that took us 3 minutes, but that
we
joke,
didn't get there.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
I saw my setup and I said, this is my moment.
This is your moment. I do want to be clear about one other thing, and this is just for you folks at home. I know it's 2021, but apparently we still need to tell you this. Pneumonia is contagious. you don't want to mess around with it. If you get near it, you could also get it. And in the 1910s, they knew it was contagious. So don't act like they didn't know it was contagious then. But yet, like... Elizabeth is just full on mouth kissing Jack with pneumonia. I don't like. I get it. You love him.
Have you seen him? Worth it.
She got her vaccine in 1911. Good luck. Also, in that part of the country, I don't just. nobody. Okay. And I guess we're just going to skirt right over the fact that Rosemary promised. An entire bunch of kids that the circus would come to town with no like even forethought to try
this
to
is
deliver
all I'm
on
say,
that.
Name one thing that Rosemary's promised that hasn't come to true fruition.
Come to true fruition. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right? No, it's next season. They're setting it up for next season.
She's a promise keeper. Coming next
season. She's a promise keeper.
She's a promise keeper. No way around it.
It was always what's the longest in a promise keeper's event that would go by before someone would make a, you know, both bathrooms are for the boys joke. Every promise keeper's the opening, you're going to use whatever. This is now your chance. Like, it was always, there was always that
now
guy.
Your chance? What are you talking about?
Promise keepers, man.
That could be a reason why we're having a lot of problems over here in the evangelical community.
Yeah, it got weird in a hurry.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Christmas.
Don't blame promise keepers. They're great. It's time for the Hopes and Valleys?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
It's where we talk about something that's giving us hope for the future or bumming us out. I'm going to start with Panda.
My hope for season four, I'm going to go ahead and say what it's setting up for. I think my hope is that they get Jack and Elizabeth get engaged early so that we can now have a full season of enjoying engaged Jack. And Elizabeth. That would be a fun...
No more games.
No more games. Now they're building for the future. And that's what I would
Why
really...
Why wouldn't hope. They, you know? Like, what's...
I would say... I think episode one of season four, they're going to get married. Or engaged. I'm sorry. I said married. I jumped way far ahead. I jumped that gun. Episode one, they get engaged.
I love it.
I think that's what they're setting up for.
That would be hot.
I think it would be so good and refreshing.
Is anything bumming you out for
Gowan. But only because he's not here. I hope he's okay. I'm also a little bummed Nora did not die. I said that Nora was toast. I thought that the only reason, I don't want Nora to actually die, but I thought that that would really enhance the plot here. Nora's fine. I just want to know what's going to happen with Gowan. It's bumming me out that we did not have more Gowan.
What Gowan are you going to get though? Who knows?
Yep,
right?
Like fair enough.
You could be anything.
My hope is I'm excited for next season to see the new characters come in. Remember, at the end of season one or into season two, they just brought in a bunch of new people.
Yeah.
Then do this this time, you know, with the landslide and all. So I'm excited to see who we get. Cause you know, some people are coming that are going to be staples.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to see that. And I'll go to my good friend, Dan.
Okay. Hopes, nothing. Valleys, Gowan, and I'm out.
What about Gowan?
They don't know what to do with his character, and why can't we just have a monster on the show?
You know
what?
Can you just quit him, though?
Can I quit him?
Yeah, quit him. I mean, he's...
I've said until Gowan, if they either reconcile what Gowan was with what he is now, or they make him that again, Gowan's my valley every week.
Okay.
Because it's bad show writing. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Gowan it is.
Did you assume, going back to Promise Keepers and the restrooms, did you assume because of Boy Meets World that there was a couch in every girl's bathroom?
Because
yes. I definitely did, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. When I was very, very little, my mom taught, and I was at the K-3, K-4 where she taught,
uh-huh.
and she would take me into the restroom with her, and there was a couch in that restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that plus Boy Meets World
Dude,
cemented
you're
it.
Yep.
I thought that was it.
You're still not entirely sure.
Yes.
Now, yeah. I'm still murky 50-50. On the details.
Yeah.
It's time for the What's Calling My Heart. You can email us, hello@deckthehallmark.com, with the subject line, What's Calling My Heart.
Pocket Watch, none. Jack Smolder, alert one.
When he was alert and with it at the end, I would say six.
For the whole episode.
When he's knocked out, I would say three or four. He's still hot. Yeah. I mean, he's just...
But is he smoldering? What's the smolder?
Well,
what's the smolder for the episode? Just give me a number.
Six.
Wow.
4-3.
What's Calling My Heart? Email us hello@deckthehallmark.com, and you can have your email read as well. Teresa Carp, or Carpe Diem, it's C-A-R-P-E, so Carpe Carp. Hi, What's Calling My Heart is Bran singing my name during the Cookie Palooza. Bran, do you remember doing this?
No.
That's because you're probably just yakking your brains out back there. I joined the event about an hour into it and saw Bran's downfall. I laughed so hard the entire time. I told everyone that I never thought watching three grown men eating cookies would be so funny. When the event ended, I went back to the beginning, hoping that you hadn't missed my name. You can only imagine how thrilled I was when Bran started singing. I rewound it several times so I could videotape it and posted it to Facebook and shared it with everyone I know. It made me feel super.
There's a
special
video out there of me singing.
Teresa, can you send us said video?
What? I genuinely don't remember it. I don't know what the tune was.
We've got the video. I don't know why we're asking her to send it to her.
Yeah, but then we don't have to go comb through it. I don't think, you know, do you guys want to rewatch that?
No, absolutely not.
I think if the video's already trimmed, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great, Teresa. Send it to us. It's been a tough year for my family. My father passed away in a nursing home in June 2020. And it was devastating to the family that we couldn't be with him in the end. He died from cancer, not COVID. Mm. Listening to you all talk is the highlight of my day, and you keep me laughing. Thanks for all you do. Terry Carp, Carp like the fish, not Carpe like Carpe Diem. Now we know. Terry, our condolences, but also thank you so much for your kind words. It's more than generous.
Yeah.
You hear that? All you one-star reviews? We make people's day sometimes.
And sometimes we ruin them, too.
That's right.
So we're really 50-50.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. We got Christmas cookies coming up tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah.
Chill.
Big cookie.
Wes, the team.
I did it all. Christmas cookies.
Until then, maybe the first wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.